Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's officially time to go inside the 49ers locker room to talk to our player this week, and that player is Eric Armstead, brought to you by Harris Ranch Beef, legendary quality, available at your local Raley's and Nob Hill Foods, or shop online at shop.harrisranchbeef.com, and by MB Jesse Painting, your local Bay Area painting contractor for commercial and residential properties. Visit mbjesse.com today. Eric Armstead, thank you for joining us here. Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game. It's a pleasure to have you today. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. The last time we talked to you, you were in upstate New York. You were in Buffalo. I believe you were with your fiance. Was that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was with my fiance, now wife. Yeah.
There you. Well, congratulations. That's where I was going, seeing if that changed. Cheers to you, man. An awful lot has changed in your life for the better. The long contract, obviously. The Niners betting huge on you and your future, and you're married now. So let's start with a good note today, a happy note. Congratulations on so much good fortune coming your way just over the last year. It's been a rough year for most people, so it's always good to hear a good story.
No, I appreciate that. It's definitely been a rough year for a lot of people. It's been a rough year, you know, me and everything our country is going through. But there's a few, you know, bright moments throughout all the storm.
No doubt. And that's the right attitude to have. And it's certainly an attitude that your team needs to adopt right now, because things have not exactly gone according to the plan that everyone thought would be followed just 5 weeks ago when the year started, Eric. Let me just start, and we're not going to linger too long on the Miami game, but that Dolphins loss, is that a study the tape or burn the tape situation for you guys this week?
I mean, you definitely have to study every game and learn from them, you know, learn from losses. But definitely, you know, putting that past us, putting that in the past, and looking forward to facing the Rams. You know, they're coming in with you know, they're obviously playing extremely well. It's going to be a huge challenge for us. So we're excited to attack that challenge and get out there and play against them.
How different do they look this year than the last time you saw them?
They look, you know, about the same to me. I think they're just more efficient this year in what they do, and they are sticking to what they do, and you know, they're staying ahead of the chains, being very efficient, not getting in bad situations, and you know, playing good situational football. So. That's the only thing that kind of looks different to me than the past. So they're definitely doing a good job of that, and you know, we're going to have our hands full trying to put them in bad situations.
So, you know, we talked about it a little. Obviously, you're a veteran around here now. You've got the big contract. I assume that comes with somewhat of a leadership role on a team, particularly when some of the other veterans are going down around you. What is sort of your leadership style, and what does that entail in the situation you're in where so many players are going down and there's so many new faces?
Yeah, you know, my leadership style is, for one, to lead by example in how I carry myself and, you know, my morals and, you know, how I play on the field. And then, you know, definitely being more vocal in terms of things I see, helping guys out, trying to teach guys some of the tricks to the trade and things I know out there. And, you know, keeping us together out there, being, you know, whether things are going good or bad, being that positive voice for us. You know, our goals and other things we want to accomplish are still attainable this year. You know, we're just going to have to grind and get after it and, you know, attack each day.
Now, I think you guys, and we're talking with Eric Armstead here on 95.7 The Game, I think that the defensive line of this team is still, with the problems and the injuries to Bosa and Solomon Thomas, you guys are still getting after the quarterback. You're just not getting home, but you're putting the pressure on. The sack is just not happening. You're coming oh so close. What is the missing ingredient with the line this year? Why are they close sacks more than actual, boom, there the quarterback lies?
There's no missing ingredient. We, you know, we just got to get them down. I'm proud of the way the guys are playing, especially the guys who had to step in and fill some roles with missing, you know, some key guys, and guys are playing more than you know, they anticipated this year, which is great. It brings opportunity. We just got to keep going, keep scratching, keep crawling, keep playing hard. You know, keep doing our job and you know, trying to, you know, be the reason why, we win or return this corner and, be effective, and continue to be a vital point to our team. You know, it starts up front. You know, I always believe in that on offense and defense. So, we want to be the reason why, you know, we can turn this around and, win some games. So I'm excited about the challenge, and I know the rest of the guys are too.
Well, and I'll tell you, the guy that we're excited about, who we've gotten to know in the first 5 weeks of this season through circumstances, is Kerry Hyder. Like, wow, that guy's an NFL player. They can come from anywhere, man. He has really been fun to watch this year.
Yeah, Kerry's been playing amazing. You know, he's a guy that has some history with our coach, Coach Kasarik, and has kind of been multiple places where Chris has been, and he's a guy that knows the system and plays extremely hard and extremely talented, and you know, people sleep on him, but he's an amazing player, and I think he's, you know, waking up some people this year and showing people what he can do.
While we're doing the defensive line scout segment of the interview, I believe last we spoke to you, you'd only just met Javon Kinlaw and were impressed by the size of him, but tell us what's your impressions of the rookie's play through the first five games is.
I'm really excited and impressed with Javon. I mean, his maturity is definitely stands out, and how just from week one, from day one, he's been able to come in here and handle you know, everything that comes along with playing in the league and playing a lot of snaps in the league, and he's super mature. We need him out there. He's dependable, and we count on him to play big in games, and he's been doing that, and so. You know, I love playing alongside him, and it's been exciting to see, and I'm excited to watch him continue to grow and become an even better and better player.
Has your wife figured out how to deal with you on a Sunday night, win or lose, yet, or is that still trial and error?
I think so. You know, it's definitely been some trial and error throughout the years, but I think, you know, we kind of have it figured out. I have my post game routine where I have to watch the film and you know, watch every play and kind of see what went on and process the game that way, and she gives me my time and my space to kind of do that.
Eric, it's your job to make life a living hell for an NFL offensive lineman. It's been a rough go for the 49ers offensive line. As you go up against them in practice, as you go up against Trent Williams, what are you seeing? Where is the disconnect happening for a group that was almost, you know, I mean, with all the things that we talked about, what might be this year, we didn't really bring up the offensive line once due to the fact that it wasn't a problem, or when it was a problem last year, I mean, the depth chart never shook. I mean, it was steady Eddie. It hasn't been so steady this year. What are you prescribing to that? Why is that happening?
Oh man, those guys are great players. Complete faith in them. You know, they're going to continue to get better and better throughout the season, build that continuity together, and all get on the same page. I think they're amazing players practicing against them every day, and so I know they're going to be able to get the job done. May had a few bad games or plays, but that doesn't tell the whole story of those guys. Those guys are going to get back on track and continue to dominate like they have been in the past. So I'm excited to see that. I know they're hungry and eager to get back out there.
Given what's been going on in the National Football League the last few weeks, when you're taking your COVID test, do you think about it a little more while they're applying it than you did maybe earlier in the year?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily when I'm taking the test, but definitely I'm a lot more cognitive of continuing to social distance. And, you know, sometimes you get in your routine and, you know, you kind of forget about COVID in a way, in a sense. You just get on your routine of waking up, going to practice, going to meetings, and then there's situations that pop up that may not affect you personally that you see, and it's a quick reminder of how serious the pandemic and what we're going through is. So it reminds you to continue to practice social distancing and protecting yourself and, you know, protecting the people around you too as well. And you do that by following the protocols and protecting yourself.
While we're on the COVID topic, I want to ask how weird it is playing in empty stadiums, but also specifically the hard count is something we've seen have a bigger effect. Have you noticed that as a defensive lineman, that you have to be more careful about being drawn off by a hard count than an empty stadium?
I've noticed that. You know, it's definitely a different part of the game where cadences and those type of things, you know, those guys can hear and communicate clearly. Offenses can. So, they can be in the huddle and, scheme up a hard count and try to get the guys offside. So it's definitely something to be aware of. But also, you know, with no fans in the stadium, we're able to, you know, pick up on some of their calls as well too when they're communicating on the line, and kind of use that to our advantage. So it goes hand in hand, and you know, I think it all, you know, cancels itself out.
Eric Armstead here on 95.7 The Game. How did Jimmy Garoppolo look today in practice?
Jimmy looked great. You know, he got back out there, moving around, throwing the ball down the field. Looked great. I'm excited for him to get back out there this week, get another game, continue to get more healthy and better and better and more comfortable. I know the injury he was dealing with is not ideal, especially for his responsibility out there on the field. So I'm excited that he's back out there and continue to get healthier and healthier.
One last question. Obviously, the Rams mean a date with Aaron Donald. As you watch him, what do you think about him as a player, where he stands in this league? He almost feels like he's the rare D tackle who might be the MVP of the league at times.
Yeah, he's a, you know, a once in a every couple generation type player. He's amazing out there. Everyone knows it. And so, you know, it's going to be a huge challenge for us to, you know, game planning and figuring out how to stop him. He's an amazing player, and then no one can take anything away from him. So it's a huge challenge. It's going to be a challenge for us. But I think our O-line is up for the challenge, and, they're going to get together, come up with a good game plan to stop him.
Well, I tell you what, Eric, we really appreciate you joining us today. We wish you and your teammates just a little bit of health. Like, you guys deserve that break too. We wish you all the good luck the rest of the season. And I don't know if you've ever done a radio interview that when it was over, they gave you about 10 pounds of beef, but that's what we're doing. Thanks for catching up with us. And our friends at Harris Ranch Beef Company are giving you a dozen 14-ounce USDA prime ribeye steaks. So you and the missus will be eating very well for a long time. Thank you very much for joining us.
First time for everything. Appreciate that.
There you go. Steaks, baby. Eric Armstead of the San Francisco 49ers, also presented by MB Jesse Painting, your local Bay Area painting contractor for commercial and residential properties. Visit mbjesse.com today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.